This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy Labor Day weekend. Woohoo! Woo-wee. Yeah, I know. You know, it's so funny because for me, I do more work on my days off than not. So I have 70,000 things I need to do on Labor Day. And I part of me almost wishes I was at work, because when I'm at work, I have less to do than on my days off. But nevertheless, it's a great day. It honors our workers who work their butts off. Some of us get paid day. The majority of people, they don't. They don't necessarily get paid for Labor Day. You know, it's just they, you know, they work shift work. They, you know, and then there's a lot of people that are working. Labor Day weekend is big in Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. Labor Day weekend is huge. Personally, I'm going to California to cool down, seeing some family. But people are coming here, and so, yeah, people are working. Some people may make extra tips. Some people may make double time. But Labor Day gets its roots back in the 1800s. Real quickly, I always like talking about the history of things because I think it's cool. Even though we celebrate it Monday, September 3rd, it's always the first Monday, September. It was created by the labor movement back in the late 19th century. And it became a federal holiday, one of the newer federal holidays, in 1894. Many people don't look at it as, well, we're recognizing our, you know, laborers. They use it as, okay, well, that's the end of summer. And we really kind of use Labor Day as the end of summer, even though I think fall officially starts September 20th or something like that. It's officially the end of summer. And for those of us who live in areas where the summer kind of is hot, we welcome it. So back in the 1800s, we had the Industrial Revolution. And I guess the average American worker worked 12-hour days and 7-day weeks in order to eke out a basic living. This is according to History.com. 12-hour days. If my day was only 12 hours, you know what a vacation that would be? 12-hour days. But I get it. I get it. They didn't have the 9 to 5, 8 to 5 with hour lunch. They didn't have that. Even kids as young as 5 or 6 years old would be working in factories, mines, mills. They would earn a fraction of their adult counterparts' wages, but they would do it because the family needed money. So people of all ages, especially the poor, recent immigrants, faced extremely unsafe working conditions. They didn't get access to fresh air, sanitary facilities, they didn't get breaks. So they say here, as manufacturing increasingly supplemented agriculture, labor unions started to appear in the late 18th century. And because we started to see more of a revolution in industry, there were more factories, more later we saw assembly lines, there was more and more need for workers. So labor started to get more prominent and vocal. They began to organize strikes, rallies, and then we all remember the Haymarket riot of 1886. That's where several Chicago policemen and workers were killed. It was bad. September 5th, 1882, 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square in New York City. That September 5th, 1882 is officially the first Labor Day parade. 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march. That's some pretty, you know, gutsy stuff. So then the idea of a working man's holiday celebrated on the first Monday in September caught on in other industrial centers across the country. Then many states passed legislation. So Congress officially legalized the holiday 12 years later And on May 11th, 1894, employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company in Chicago went on strike to, I guess, protest wage cuts and the firing of union representatives. And people started to get charged. They started to get empowered because now they found that, you know what, Congress is listening. So on June 26th, the American Railroad Union, led by Eugene Debs, called for a boycott of all Pullman railway cars. Now, that crippled railroad traffic nationwide. And to break the strike, federal government had to dispatch troops to Chicago. There were tons of riots, etc. So it was a pretty bloody fight. For us to have that day off where we get to barbecue kebabs and hot dogs, there was bloodshed. So, many people credit Peter McGuire, co-founder of the American Federation of Labor. Others suggest that Matt McGuire, secretary of the Central Labor Union, first proposed the holiday. Some of us don't care. We just know that it happened in the 1800s, and, you know, people had to, unfortunately, be hurt, you know, for us to be able to, you know, have progress, and unfortunately, that's just how things are. Now, problem is people can still get hurt. Labor Day weekend isn't the most dangerous weekend, but it's pretty up there. Why? We got a lot of road travel, got a lot of highway accidents, you got grill injuries, still some safety. People think, okay, Labor Day weekend, summer is over. You still have UV rays. You still have heat stroke, heat illness. There's still lots of things that, I mean, oh my gosh, there's like a huge heat wave back east. So you still got to use sunscreen. You still have to avoid excessive alcohol, okay? And then with the grill, you got to be careful with the grill. One man caught on fire after spraying sunscreen on himself prior to heading to the grill. He sustained multiple secondary burns, and sunscreen is flammable. So I would use lotion if you're going to man the grill or person the grill. And keep the grill outdoors, okay? Do not add lighter fluid to already ignited coals. If someone does catch fire, have them stop, drop, and roll, call 911, that kind of thing. You guys know what to do. And then water safety. It's going to be a lot of people drinking. They have the day off. So they're going to kick back. They're going to drink. I think there's also football. So are we still in preseason? I think we're still in preseason. So, people drink and they may not pay attention. You have got to watch your kids. You got to be in arm's reach of your kids in the water. Don't just let them jump in the pool, especially if they're not, you know, real good swimmers. Don't let them horseplay. Never swim alone, even if you're a grown-up, and then expect delays. Don't tailgate. Leave 2 seconds between you and the car ahead of you. Make sure you have a lot of supplies because the roads are pretty bad. I saw it today. You know, there are people leaving Vegas. There's people coming into Vegas, and they are crazy. If I saw people coming into Vegas, like, Vegas, baby. Like, yeah. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Yes.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so you guys paying attention? You know, I hate doing that as a teacher. You know, because when I tell my students, all right, guys, pay attention, it means I'm assuming they haven't been paying attention. And the ones paying attention look at me like, excuse me, if you paid attention, you would see that I was paying attention the whole time. And then I look back at them and I go, no, if you were paying attention, you'd notice that the person next to you wasn't paying attention, the person behind you wasn't paying attention, and I'm paying attention to those who aren't paying attention. You think you're paying attention, but you're only paying attention to me. You're not paying attention to the whole surroundings. So pay attention as I tell y'all to pay attention. And, I mean, that just nips in the butt. We move on. 10% of U.S. children, we're being told now, are diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. 10%. Am I the only one that has a huge problem with that? 10.2% of children between the ages of 4 and 17 had been officially diagnosed. I mean, we're not even talking about people that weren't, haven't been evaluated for it. They were diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This is in a survey from 2015 to 2016, up from 6.1%. It is considered one of the most common conditions of kids. And Dr. Scott Benson, a psychiatrist at Creekside Psychiatric Center in Pensacola, said the high number may not be entirely reflective of how many kids actually have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Yeah, you think? So researchers at the University of Iowa found this 10.2% number. And we'll talk about the criteria of attention deficit, okay? We have some new diagnostic criteria over the last few years that have made it easier for providers to diagnose. But whether we're diagnosing it correctly or not, why do we have so many kids having this developmental or neurodevelopmental disorder? That's what the DSM-5 puts ADHD in, neurodevelopmental disorder. It used to be, I think, with disruptive behavior disorders, but now it's considered a neurodevelopmental disorder. Really, 10% of our kids are neurally developmentally challenged. So for them to come up with this data, they reviewed 186,457 records on kids collected by the National Health Interview Survey. This was an in-person interview that the CDC conducts annually. They found that many children, especially those who live in poverty or dealing with challenges at home, they struggle to focus. They think that could maybe, contribute to it. And then, what happens when the kids get diagnosed? Do the conditions that are forcing them to be less attentive get fixed? No, we treat with medications. Adderall, Concerta, we've used Clonidine. So, I have an issue with this whole attention deficit hyperactivity disorder epidemic. And I'm sorry, if 10% of all children are diagnosed, and that's not reflective of people that don't get screened or, don't have it evaluated, that's, to me, an epidemic. So what are the criteria? What are the diagnostic criteria? Well, according to helpforadd.com, there are 9 inattentive symptoms that these kids may have. One is they often fail to give close attention to details or make careless mistakes on schoolwork, work, or during other activities. They often have difficulty sustaining attention in tasks or play activities. Okay, so let's take those two. The criteria I agree with, but look at how we all can qualify. You often fail to give close attention to details or make careless mistakes at work, let's say. So, I just sent an email to my supervisor, and I put the wrong date. I put the 5th instead of the 4th. Would that count? Then I sent an email going, my bad. Often has difficulty sustaining attention in tasks or play activities or at work. How many of you guys have fallen asleep at a board meeting? Does not seem to listen when spoken to directly. Now, I've been, I yelled at my bosses and stuff, and I'll, look away because I don't want to cry or I don't want to, get all mad or I don't want to say something stupid. And sometimes I laugh. Sometimes I, giggle because what they're yelling at me about is, something, I taught Sunday school 1 year and I cussed. And there was good reason to, but it's kind of funny that I'm teaching Sunday school and then I cuss, right, to the kids and I'm their teacher. I just think, that's it. I never said the Lord's name in vain. It was a cuss word that has nothing to do with, the Lord and sin. But it was a cuss word. I thought that's funny. And so I may laugh. However, people with autism, when you speak to them directly, they don't connect or engage. That could be, that could be one reason why we're seeing an uptick. They often do not follow through on instructions and fails to finish schoolwork, chores, duties in the workplace. Okay, you give me something to do, then you give me another project, And I think I'll get fired if I don't do the second project. Okay, forget about the first and the third project. That's just how I roll. They often have difficulty organizing tasks and activities. Messy. Okay, wait a second. Okay, my desk is messy. They often avoid or is reluctant to engage in tasks that require sustained mental effort. Yeah, give me something that I could do while watching TV. But if I have to sit there and stop and think, I don't like to do it. Now, and I do not have attention deficit. I do not. I just think this is normal. The average person likes to work while Netflix is on in the background or they can check their texts. They lose things necessary for tasks or activities. So kids may lose their pencils or books. Okay, I lose my keys. Is often distracted by extraneous stimuli. So adolescents or adults may have unrelated thoughts. One time I was at work, and there were a couple police officers that walked by. I'm sorry, ladies, back me up here. Is that ADHD, or is that we got two men in uniform walking down the hall? I am going to stop what I'm doing and offer my civic duty in any capacity that they need. That's not attention deficit. You're often forgetful in daily activities, either in chores or running errands, keeping appointments. I mean, I'll give you guys that. Sometimes I'm on air and then I forget what I was talking about. Okay, now this, okay, hyperactive impulsive symptoms. These are 9. Okay, they're often fidgety, tap hands, and squirms in the seat. You know? That kind of thing. See, I like drumming. I think drumming's cool. I also like exercising. I don't like sitting and being at risk for a blood clot, so I always move my legs so I can, you know, keep the circulation going. Often leave seat in situations when remaining seated is expected. So if they leave their place in the classroom, in the office, you know, they just get up and go. Okay, I don't do that. Often runs out or climbs in situations where it's inappropriate. Okay, I mean, I like to, you know, run around the studio and run around the office. You know, I'm a busybody. I'm not really into gossip, but I just want to know what's going on in terms of, like work. So is this going on? Is there a meeting? Where is everybody? Is everybody at the meeting? You know, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I just need to know. I don't know why. I just need to know. And I think the reason why is then when students come to me, I can act like I know what I'm doing. You know, students are like, okay, well, what's going on here? I have an answer. I hate saying I don't know. I hate saying I don't know. They often, they're unable to play or engage in leisurely activities quietly. Yeah, I don't play video games quietly. I don't do anything quietly. Is often on the go and acts as if they're driven by a motor. This is for hyperactivity. They often talk excessively. Yeah, this is something I don't do. They often blurt out answers before questions are getting completed. That's me. They often have difficulty waiting their turn. That's me. Often interrupts or intrudes on others. They butt into conversations. That's me. May start using other people's things without asking or receiving permission. I do that. I go into my friend's desks. All right, give me my pill. So to warrant a diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, you have to have at least 6 of 9 inattentive and or hyperactivity impulsive symptoms. Okay, you know what? This is who I is, okay? I mean, I am a very bubbly, loquacious, busy person. I multitask. I get stuff done. That's me. But I can understand how with a kid it could affect school. I get that. It just really, gosh, we got a lot. 10%? 1-877-DOCTOR.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on American soil by remembering the victims and heroes of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Earlier this week, you dedicated the final part of this memorial, the Tower of Voices. Standing at 93 feet tall, the Tower of Voices is now the first structure visitors see when they come to this now sacred ground. It will hold 40 beautiful chimes that ring throughout these fields.
With mandatory evacuations already issued for parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, millions of Americans are beginning to prepare for Hurricane Florence. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has a message for everyone.
Right now, we're expecting a big hit, wind, rain, and a high tidal surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did any of you guys ever want to go to Harvard? You know, when I was younger, I remember everybody talked about Harvard and Yale. And I, as a kid, was very competitive. And I got good grades. And once my mom made the mistake, when I was really, really little, of saying, you keep this up with your grades, you could go to Harvard. Well, then I was like, all right. I didn't even know where Harvard was. But because it was the best and it was something my mom said and I wanted to make my mom proud, I'm like, all right. Well, if I have good grades, I'll go to Harvard. So it's going to happen. So I did bust my butt and I got good grades. Took honors classes, AP classes, you know, did the SAT pretty well. And you want to know what? I never applied to Harvard. I can't tell you if I would have gotten in or wouldn't have. I think I had like a 4.5 GPA because I had all these honors classes and it put you above with points. And I did not have a near perfect SAT score, but it was high. And, you know, part of me wishes I did apply because it would have been nice to know. And you want to know why I didn't apply? Because I couldn't afford the application fee. Here I was, 17 years old, and I only had a couple hundred dollars to my name. But then I got a couple scholarships. So I moved out of the house with $2,000, and because of scholarship money, because most of my money had to go to the family, and I get that family was poor, so you really didn't have your own savings, and so I just did not have the $50 or whatever it was to apply to a school that I knew I couldn't afford to go to anyway. So I never applied. And I kind of wish I did. It would have been interesting to know if I, you know, had it. But then on the flip side, I have never really thought twice about it because I ended up going to UNLV for college. I got a full ride scholarship. And then I went to UNR for medical school. And then I went to UCLA my last year. And I love my education. I think my education was phenomenal. Well, Harvard's in the news. And as many of you guys know, they're getting sued because there are affirmative action policies that may discriminate against Asian American applicants. And the Justice Department this week did lend its support to the students. I guess there's a statement of interest, and the department supported the claims of the plaintiffs. It was a group of Asian Americans who had been rejected by Harvard. They contend that Harvard has systematically discriminated against them by artificially capping the number of qualified Asian Americans from attending the school to advance less qualified students of other races. That's according to the New York Times. They say, quote, Harvard has failed to carry, well, the Justice Department said in its filing, Harvard has failed to carry its demanding burden to show that its use of race does not inflict unlawful racial discrimination on Asian Americans. So the filing said Harvard uses a vague personal rating that harms Asian American applicants' chances for readmission and may be infected with racial bias. If they engage in unlawful racial balancing and has never seriously considered race-neutral alternatives into more than 45 years of using race to make admissions decisions. So they say the Justice Department has increasingly used these statements of interest to intervene in civil rights cases. So we will, you know, and the government does like to step in. Trump has his administration has now been using the same tool as people are re-evaluating affirmative action programs. And so, This is a little tricky because on one end, we've made a lot of progress in terms of diversity. But I'm really big on definition. And I'm really big on consistency because I want society to do right and not get confused or be damned if they do, damned if they don't. And so if the consistent message is, we are not going to discriminate based on race, based on gender, creed, color, etc., ethnicity, then we're not going to do it at all. So if we're not going to discriminate against an African American or a Latino or a white or a Filipino, we're also not going to discriminate against an Asian American. I mean, all across the board. And I'm not saying Harvard's, this is hypothetically, this is an alleged suit that's going on with Harvard. I really don't know much about what has been proven in terms of their policies. But if you are going to be anti-discrimination and you are not going to allow anybody to be turned away, then we're talking about everybody. And then you need to find objective ways to score. Now, the argument that later comes into being is, is, well, these scores like GPA or SATs or PSATs or ACTs are biased because they favor one race versus another. Then that needs to be investigated. If that's really true, if the SAT is designed to help one group of individuals do better than another ethnicity, then that's not objective data. But if class rank, if there are aptitudes, you know, like history, you would think, okay, well, if somebody could recite the Bill of Rights, if somebody could recite the Constitution, if somebody could the preamble, if somebody could recite the Gettysburg Address, that's pretty colorblind, racial blind. That should be pretty slam dunk. However, you have people of various different beliefs and various different ethnicities that look at history from a different lens. And so they may read a history book, and that may not be the way they pick it up and interpret it. And so then and one thing I've noticed is even history books will slant history. And I'm like, well, wait a second. A history book is supposed to be just talking about, I mean, these are supposed to be facts. Something happened in 1892. Something happened in 1924. Nope. Because even in textbooks, there's a way that things could get slanted. So that's why the admission processes, affirmative action, non-affirmative action, this is why it's a debate that's going to still continue. Because if a college goes, all right, we're just going to accept people who are 4.0, that there's a chance that grade point average was not obtained on even playing fields. That needs to be fixed. I think schools all across the board should have, I mean, if somebody has a 4.0, that should be pretty ubiquitous, pretty universal, where we understand what that is. Now, another argument that people bring up are foreign students. Foreign students coming and taking spots in these major universities away from Americans. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu went to Harvard, right? I think it went to Harvard? Okay. So we have people, and I, you know, smart man, and I, you know, if he wants to pay and he has money and he has grades, fine. I don't care if somebody from another country does. But do we give preference to American citizens? Are we allowed to do that? Or is that going to be considered discriminatory? If, let's say, we have people from China or Japan or the Philippines or Italy, and they come in here in droves to train in our institutions and leave, do we have a right as a country to limit that and say no foreign students? Well, again, it's a lot easier to say no foreign if you're including every country. But if you're going to accept those from the Netherlands and those from Spain, but not those from Kenya or Canada, then you're discriminatory. So I don't know what the answer is, because Harvard is a private college. You know, I 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is pretty frightening. Oregon Health and Science University is going to lose their last cardiologist on its heart transplant team. This is the fourth physician to announce their departure. And it is leaving Oregon, the whole state of Oregon, without a facility that could perform heart transplants.
They currently have a wait list of about 20 people. They've lost all the cardiologists on their heart transplant team. And I think they all did this within a month. We don't know why this last one is leaving. The Portland Hospital notified patients and staff this week that it would not evaluate new transplant candidates. They would not accept donor hearts or perform any transplant surgeries for 14 days because three of the four cardiologists had left or would leave by the end of September. That was not enough to safely provide post-operative care for patients who receive hearts because you always need a backup physician. And now the last one is leaving. So, at the time, Chief Medical Officer for OHSU Healthcare, Renee Edwards, said that there would be one person left to follow up with patients who had received new hearts before the suspension was announced. And now that doctor's leaving. OHSU did not disclose why she is. OHSU is the only facility in the state that performs heart transplants. So, patients are now going to have to travel to Seattle or San Francisco to get their new hearts. The OHSU spokeswoman said the hospital has started to help people transfer to other transplant centers, including the University of Washington. Edwards said Monday that management is going to use the 14-day period to try to recruit new doctors to the heart transplant team. You think you're going to get a new doctor in 14 days? If the suspension lasts longer, she said patients will be notified. Other hospitals that have taken the step needed several months to several years to restart the programs. It could take that. I'll tell you why. Apparently, OHSU started performing heart transplants in 2000. Oh, no. They performed 30 in 2017. So that almost doubled from 18 in 2016. They say 3,900 people are awaiting new hearts on the national transplant list. I guess a patient's position on the list is based on how well he or she matches with a donor, how sick they are, how many donors versus patients are in the area. Anybody who needs a liver transplant or kidney transplant, not affected by the suspension because these are the heart transplant doctors. So, whoa, what the heck is going on in that hospital? Why did these people leave? What's going on here? So, a few things, okay? There was some talk about a few months ago that there were some issues and some disgruntled cardiologists and they had to leave. And there's a lot of reasons for disgruntledness, and I understand why things happen and people leave. Remember, we're already dealing with a profession that has been browbeaten up one side the butt and down the other with Obamacare. You have doctors that are now being told what to do by non-doctors, and sometimes that really does interfere with the art of medicine. You have an overwork underpaid sort of mentality in medicine these days, and I was there. I never thought I would say that because I always thought whatever I was making was still more than I saw growing up poor. I was like, wow, no, this is I'm never going to complain. But then when you start looking at the liability and the hours and it just aging you and taking you away from your family, yeah, I'm going to say something if I'm overworked and underpaid. So it seems to me, and again, I can't say for sure, but you have one doctor that remained, didn't leave with the others. But for her to feel forced to go, even though they're not saying the reason, if you can't do your work because there's no other transplant doctors, if you're now stuck with all the follow-up, here's somebody that never had any intention of leaving and leaves. Now, some people will say, well, that's these doctors, well, that's mean. They left, and they left all these patients, you know, in the lurch. Well, we doctors dedicate our lives. We dedicate our lives to people. I mean, we were in training for years. It was, what, after high school, 11 years on top of that. And still, I give of myself freely all the time. I am giving free advice and putting liability on the line, and I'm spending time talking and counseling and consoling at all hours of the day. You do that all the time. And at some point, you're done. You have to. You know, I can't tell you how much my family have suffered and how much they had to sacrifice because of what I needed to do for patients. Or I get sick from the patient, then I bring it home to them. You know, the family of a doctor is not very, it's not, you know, very rewarding. People may think it is, but, you know, they never see mom. Mom splits her energy and her devotion up between family and patients. My patients will come first, always. If I got called at 10 o'clock at night, I can't not take the call from the patient. I have to. And so, you know, at some point, doctors say, I'm done. Some point, they retire. I mean, they're humans. They could retire. So, you know, when people require a transplant, that is a very, very rigorous, extensive, complex process. And these patients need to have doctors that are going to be with them for the long haul. Especially when we're talking about a heart. And so, you know, why don't we have enough transplant doctors? Now, 14 days, is that enough? No. The problem with medicine and states is, if let's say somebody from Oregon said, Dr. Dahlia, we need you. Come up here and help. I can't. I'm not licensed to practice medicine in Oregon. If I did, I'd get in trouble. I'm not allowed to practice medicine in Oregon, no. I don't have my license. I don't have malpractice insurance to protect me. So I can't go to Oregon and help. So they need to recruit people and then go through the long, laborious process of getting them licensed through a state. And I get why each state has a medical board. But what I don't understand is, if you are a licensed doctor of good standing in California, why can't you come to Arizona? Why can't you come to Utah? Now, I do get the flip side. We saw this with dentists. All of a sudden, once the floodgates open, now you have three dentists on every corner. So I, you know, whereas before, when the board was a little bit more restrictive, you couldn't get in with a dentist. There were no dentists available. So I see why, you know, there has to be a balance. But getting somebody in back in that can perform these things, you would probably maybe have to ask the medical board for a temporary license. You know, allowing a doctor to come in and do what they need to do. Now, I mean, if you do transplants in one hospital, you could do transplants in another hospital. That hospital better follow the same protocol. They better follow the same follow-up. I mean, you know, you're going to be a little grumpy if things don't go exactly the way you want them to. But usually the equipment is there, and so, you know, a hospital is a multifaceted, you know, little city in and of itself. But you could transplant a heart doctor into that. So, sorry for the pun. So, I mean, Godspeed for, you know, people in Oregon, but that is some scary, scary stuff. I mean, we just, and I'm not saying, well, you know, we take doctors for granted and we got to be nicer to our doctors. But you guys need to understand that at some point, someone's going to say, to heck with this. And then we're all screwed. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.